Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's Friday. I'm Cornelia, your host, your spiritual mentor, your business success coach, all here to inspire you with the amazing guests and co-hosts that we have here on Fridays. So today we've got the stories of hope. And I love the stories of hope because all people from all walks of life that have overcome incredible odds, that are working on different missions in their life, that have visions, that have passions, they're here making it real. And we're here to share with you who those people are so that you can get involved, that you can support, and that you can sponsor these passionate people into what their visions are. But first, before I introduce you to our first guest, I want to tell you, stay tuned today because we've got the Cornelia Stephanie Show here from 12 to 12:30. And then at 12:30, we have David George Brooke, that gratitude guy. And where would you be without gratitude? So you're always going to walk away with incredible wisdom and inspiration with David. Then at 1 o'clock, we have Diane Solano. Diane Solano is going to empower you with your health because your wealth is in your health. And then at 1:30, it's all about success. Success made easy. And that's also important with Christelle Biga. So stay tuned for these next 2 hours on Transformation Talk Radio, where we get over 500,000 unique visitors every single month checking us out. Be inspired, live your best life, and let me introduce you to our first guest. Our first guest is Shivra Baltanester. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's an honor and a pleasure to have you. You are working on a project that I'm also very passionate about, and that's filling the gap with elder loneliness. And so what I've noticed also in our world, and a lot of people can attest to this when we become aware of it, right, which is what you're doing, you're shining the light on it, is that, you know, with all the growth and change that's happening on the evolutionary scale on our planet here, everybody's so busy, and technology, and there's a gap there where the elders don't know how to, grow in with that technology piece that keeps everybody so busy. So then there's the gap, and then people are alone, and they are isolated, and they are by themselves. And then you decided that you wanted to bridge that gap, which is something that's really needed. And so thank you so much. Tell us more about what you do and how we can get involved.
About 3 years ago, I founded Social Bridge. And really the mission was very simple. Humongous, but very simple. To end elder loneliness. And as you said, is that there is a huge gap. And it's not just only that the senior cannot move with technology. We need the touch. We need someone, you know, to come and hug us and look in our eyes, not through screen. Yeah. Really face to face. As a human being, we are social. And social is great with technology, but we all need the one-on-one or, you know, a connection. And what we do, I started before COVID happened to us. And basically back then we visited the seniors seniors that want to be visited and were willing to admit they're lonely, because it's not easy to admit you're lonely.
Mm-hmm.
So those that were willing to admit that they would like a visitor, we visited myself and some volunteers, and we started to grow the network. And then COVID happened, so we all went back.
Oh, yeah, that's unfortunate. Oh, my God, I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Right. It's unfortunate, but not. You know, I see COVID as the biggest gift to the elders, because it shed a light on the problem. Huge light. It was within the tunnel of the light. We saw the problem. So more people are aware. There were a lot of calling, and I actually, on March 16, 2020, went on TV and just told people, go knock on your neighbor's door, see how they're doing, see what they need. And I keep hearing people saying, you know, I heard what you say back then, and I'm still in touch with them. So really the message is, don't turn away when you see an older man or woman. Look them in the eyes, say hi, build relationship.
This is so important, what you're doing, this work. And it's really the basic fundamental core of what we all need. And that is connection and being able, like what you said, to look in someone's eyes, to look in someone's eyes, to be present with them. And this is what we're all yearning for. And I think when you said COVID was a gift, it's exactly, it was a gift to show us how disconnected we really are and have been, right? Yes. So that we can then make a change, and that we can, so there's a huge gap, like you said. And I think this is brilliant. Now, this morning I sent to our producer your page, the, if you wouldn't mind, Jacob, for the listeners that are listening to this, you won't be able to see the page, but it is where you guys are baking bread, and you, there's a fund fundraising. Is that, is that the one that people can donate to?
Totally. So it's a funny story. I love baking and cooking. Kitchen is my escape. When I don't want to do something, I'm going to the kitchen. And you know, not to brag, because we're not supposed to brag, but I'm making an amazing bread that's called challah, which is a Friday and holiday bread for, in the Jewish tradition. And friends of mine came and tasted it, and then they said, you have to do something with it. So in Thanksgiving, we started, we did bread giving, which was an amazing success. I had people buying or donating to get the bread from about 20 states, which was amazing. And then they got one, and they gave, and they share one with a senior in their community. A very simple way to break bread together.
I love that. I love that. Please, let's tell the audience, there's people that are going to be watching this video later that, that will see the link that Jacob posted today. But let's tell the audience where they can go, because I found it in our show notes. Where can they go to donate and be part of this beautiful bread baking, bread breaking together?
Oh, you, I don't know the exact, because it's not on my website. It's a landing page.
Okay. Hey, Jacob, can, do you have that? Do you have that page where you can share with us? Do you see a link there that we can tell everybody?
I do. I've got it up right now.
You've got it up. Can you tell us what it is?
Well, it's a MailChimp landing page, and it's got a lot of letters and numbers, but if people are watching the video, they can pause the video and follow that link.
In the email, I shared a bit.ly link to it. So,
yeah. Why don't we also give the audience your information where they can contact you, your website or your Facebook group, whatever you've got going, because I know you're also on Facebook, and I like what you're doing there too, which is why I want to meet with you again next week to collaborate with you.
That will be awesome. Thank you.
I love, you know, I'm constantly being invited to support the elderly. It's something I'm passionate about. The children and the elderly. The children are our future, and the elderly, they need us. They need us, absolutely.
And by the way, there is no future without a past. And if we just focus on the children and see them as the future and forget the past, they have no foundation to stand on.
Well, we all came from somewhere. We have ancestors,
exactly.
Right? We all came from somewhere. We have grandparents. We have parents. Let's tell the audience where they can go to your information. And because we want people to donate, we want people to take calls of action, be inspired by this and make a change. Get in contact with your Facebook page. How can they get to it?
So first of all, it's my email, shifra@socialbridgeus.org. That's one way to contact me directly. Another way, on Facebook, you can find Social Bridge. It's a page. You can connect me there. And my personal page. Come see what I'm about. Learn about me and what we do, because a lot of stories appear over there. And it's Shifra Hartog Beltinester. That's where you can find me. I'll be happy to hear from any and all of you.
Yeah, it's beautiful what you're doing. Thank you so much. Shifra is spelled Shifra, by the way. And the easiest thing to do is just go to Facebook and look for Social Bridge.
Yes.
That's going to be the thing. And but thank you so much for the work that you're doing for the elderly. You really have brought the simplicity and the inspiration of what we all need to do now.
Yes.
Very easy to do, to knock on our neighbor's door, to look someone in the eye, to make a connection with the elderly and find out and see how they're doing, right?
Yes.
So very simple, very simple things to do. Thank you so much, Shifra, for coming on today and for sharing your inspiring story. I want all the people to go out and take action and be inspired by what it is that you shared today. And,
thank you very much for having me. I'm really honored to be in your presence, because what you're doing is amazing.
Thank you. So this link, the replay, is the same link on your Facebook. So make sure you share that so people can
perfect.
Listen to it. And then also the video, you'll get the video and you can also share that on your Facebook page.
Awesome.
But you and I will be in touch.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling lost or unmotivated, stuck and not sure what to do next? David George Brooke has exactly what you need on That Gratitude Guy podcast. David George Brooke is a speaker, best-selling author, and life coach here to share stories of motivation and inspiration to help you get unstuck and achieve great things by living with gratitude. Live every first and third Friday at 12:30 Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited. My next guest, this is the reason why I do these shows, because I get to meet these incredible people. You inspire me. The people inspire me on how they show up. And just this morning on my Facebook page, I did post a post about showing up authentically. And then I have this beautiful, beautiful guest here today, co-hosting Divine Selenia.
Celian. Yes.
Divine Celian. Yes. She helps people of all ages. And I actually put in there races too.
Yes, absolutely.
She helps people of all ages, races, and belief systems to accept themselves. She does a whole lot more because she has a lot to say, and she actually developed her own mantra system that she's going to tell us. But why don't you, welcome to the show, and why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about what it is that you do?
Thank you so much for having me here. I cannot tell you. I'm so grateful. So my name is Divine Celian, and I actually have been a teacher for 20 years, teaching general ed and special needs children. And that inspired me hearing my student stories. And, you know, when friends talk to you and things like that, I saw one common thread. When my students could come to me and talk to me, but they couldn't go and talk to their parents, I said, something is going on here. What's happening? And it's funny because I went from being Miss Jones to being Big Mama Jones. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Like, you're a big mom. You have it. What do you mean? You understand this. And so I said, OK. But then when I would ask them, because I start my classes, I ask them, who are you? Do you know yourself? And the number one answer I would get, even with adults, is, well, I like this. And not what you like. Who are you? Who are you to the core of you? And then it would be silence. Now, of course, I don't expect kids to know. You know, they're learning. But a lot of them do know. And we take that for granted. We don't listen to our teenagers enough and our children enough to really hear what they're saying. But when it comes to adults and like, you see what's going on in the world today. You know, you see the hate, because when you don't love, that's a whole totally different form of hate. And but people don't understand they're sitting in that, but they don't have to sit in that. And so I created Transformational Tantra. I'm a tantrika. And a lot of people view tantra wrongly. I'll put it like that. It actually means meditation, but it's the whole gambit of meditation. And it's really to transform your life so you can manifest the way you need to manifest for your life. Notice I didn't say want, I said need, because there's a difference. The universe knows the difference. And so I wanted that, but the first step is loving the authentic spirit. There's a reason why I don't say self, because self is always changing and it doesn't really exist. At the end of the day, we're here to serve each other. We're here to serve humanity, to make each other better. But the thing that I noticed is that the one thing we're afraid of is love itself, because we really don't understand it. We go to the Bible, we go to these other things, we go to psychology. That's not what love is. In the Bible, that's compassion. But you can't get to compassion if you don't know what love is. That's the thing. So everyone is reaching. This is my thing. I always tell people, everyone is reaching for compassion. They want that pinnacle at the top, but no one wants to climb those stairs of love to get there. No one. And I understand why, because it's hard. It is hard. There are cons to loving. I'm going to be honest with you. There are. And when I introduce that to people, they're like, what? I've only heard of the good stuff. What do you mean there's cons? I'm like, you got to understand love is all. It encompasses everything. Good, bad, ugly, great, terrible, everything. It's everything. And so knowing that, you start looking at yourself and you look at how you were raised and you look at your scripts and you're listening to all these programming. You don't even know your program. You don't even know. We have our generational, we have our societal, you know, and I just noticed the common thread was, I'm scared. I'm afraid. That's okay. But don't let it stop you from getting to you. So what I tell people is, listen, the real you is waiting for you on the other side of that pasture. So are you going to walk that path to get to you through all that pain and hurt? But I've been through that pain. I don't need to go through it again. That's what tells me you need to go through it again, because you're not smiling every day. You're not able to deflect when people say things about you, racist things, prejudice things. You're not able to say, OK, that's their script. That's not mine.
bless you, going about your business. You can still love them. You don't have to like them, but you can still love them. And that's what's going on today. People are not understanding the loving, and they're not loving themselves. They'll have reasons for not liking someone for whatever reason. But that person, if they didn't do anything to you, why don't you like them because of their race? Why don't you like them because of their creed? Why don't you like them because of how they look or how they smell or the food they cook? That's your script. That's not that person's script, because you're the one that has the idea in your head, which is just an idea that can absolutely change. And I have seen transformation when people love themselves authentic, their authentic spirit. Now I'm talking about, and this is going to sound funny, but people tell me my tough love is too much. And I tell them that's the only way I can be. That's how I was raised, but it serves you no purpose if I lie to you and I don't give it to you straight. Those that can take it, they're ready. I get it. Those that can't, I'm like, okay, what do you need from me for you to be able to get the message? Because the message is love. It just works through me. You know, what we go through, and a lot of us help people go through, this is nothing new. We're just rehashing it a different way so people can get it. But the message throughout all of us is love and serving humanity. That's what it's always been about since the beginning of time. That's what it will always be about, is serving humanity. But we can't do that if we don't love us. We can't love another if we don't love us. Truly love us. And so that's why I developed the program. I just felt it was just too important.
God, you know, I'm so inspired by everything that you're saying. Everything that you're talking about is like ping, ping, ping. Yes, 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 yes. It's like,
awesome.
Speak it. Yeah, it's like, woo, you know. Absolutely, it's true. And I also, what else I love about you is I love your directness. I love your tell it like it is. I love your style.
Thank you.
I love your style. I love that color. It's like all of it. It's just, it's beautiful. And it's you're like a walking permission slip.
Yes.
You're like a walking permission slip, giving people permission to be themselves. And yes. You know, don't hold back, because think about it. Your life is short, right?
Yes, it's too short. It is too short. And, you know, nowadays what's going on, a lot of people don't want to, because I will have a race talk at some point. Love is love. I don't care where you come from. I don't care if you're orange, green. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. You know, that's basically what I would say. But it's the fear. And why do we live in that fear? Why do we allow things to sit on us with that fear? Are we afraid of how we're seen? Are we afraid of how people? Why? How do you see you is the question. I'm not talking about selfishness. You got to be a little selfish to be selfless. You have to. That's that love piece. And a lot of people don't understand that, especially moms and parents. We're giving so much to our kids and we don't take that time. But we don't understand, when we don't take that time, we don't hear that quiet voice. And that's for everybody. We got to hear that quiet voice that's bringing us back to the divine, bringing us back.
And that is really the tough love. That is the mother love, the father love. It's that divine love. And that's what it is that you do. I want to be sure to let the audience know where they can find you and
absolutely.
They can get in contact with you.
Absolutely. So you can find me on Facebook, Esme, E-S-M-E-E, Celion, or you can find me on my website also, www.wisdom, W-I-Z-D-O-M, speaks.com. And there you'll get a little bit of information, but I'm still kind of making it flow correctly. Also, Love Speaks, L-U-V, speaks.org is my website also. So you can find me there. And send me a message. My email, CelionInc, CelianInc at outlook.com. Write me. I am there. I love to hear from people.
I think this is great. And one thing I want to do is I want you and I to have a private conversation. So would you please reach out to me on private messenger, on instant messenger?
Absolutely.
So we can talk next week, because I want to talk to you little further. But I want to thank you for, you know, being your courageous self, for being out there, for telling it like it is and telling the truth, because that's all you're doing.
That's it.
That's all you're doing. And I just love how you're showing up. You're an inspiration, and I really appreciate you, you know, showing up the way that you are. Really,
thank
because
you.
It takes courage, it takes commitment, it takes dedication. Thank you for being on the Cornelia Stephanie Show today to inspire us to give us permission to do the same. Thank you
Absolutely.
So much.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening and tuning in to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Now stay tuned for That Gratitude Guy, David George Brooke, coming up next. We'll see you again next time. Thanks, everybody. Take care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.